ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Brisbane Broncos icon Darren Lockyer has taken a page out of Hollywood's playbook by buying a second-tier British rugby league club, and he's taking Papua New Guinea along for the ride. Lockyer has become the new owner of the London Broncos and is aiming to haul the club back into the top flight English Super League. It's a feat reminiscent of Ryan Reynolds' fairy tale promotion run with the Welsh football club Wrexham FC. To spark the turnaround, Lockyer has recruited several Papua New Guinean internationals, hoping they can lift the Broncos out of obscurity. Carl Evans has the story.
The London Broncos might be the only rugby league club in Britain to have experienced relegation before a season even began.
A rugby league's capital club, London Broncos, are booking their way back into Super League.
They just won the second-tier English Championship, effectively punching their ticket back to the top-flight English Super League. Unfortunately, it came with some bittersweet news.
We had a part-time squad, but we beat them in the grand final. Massive shock to get promoted into Super League for 2024.
Gavin Willacy is a London sports writer and long-suffering London Broncos fan.
At that exact time that they got promoted, Rugby League in Britain brought in this IMG ranking. So every club was graded a certain number of points for all the things they did on and off the field. And it basically meant that the London Broncos were going to get relegated out of Super League before they even started. So
it was another setback for the club, which had seen multiple demotions, severed ownerships, player exits and financial shortfalls over the past two decades.
There were a handful of good seasons when they were a competitive Super League side, got in the playoffs, and then every 4 or 5 years, they basically go bankrupt and all the best players left. And there was a dreadful years of struggle and then relegation from Super League.
But for the first time in what feels like forever, Gavin is optimistic about the club's future. Brisbane Broncos icon Darren Lockyer and his business partner Grant Weschel purchased a 90% stake in the club in September. Lockyer says he aims to haul the capital out of the second-tier championship competition and back to the Super League in an ambitious plan straight out of a Hollywood playbook.
There's been a few examples happen around the world in other sports with where, you know, new ownership with some profile that sort of helps a little bit with the traction in getting people interested in the club. There's examples of it happening, and the third one, which I think was the most exciting, is like it's London. You know, London's a great city.
You know, you mentioned some of those examples, and the case study that comes to mind is Welcome to Wrexham. Was that a bit of inspiration for this project?
I think it is. Yeah, look, it's a similar concept, but we obviously don't have the same gravitas as those guys. But it's the concept's similar, right?
Lockyer doesn't have the same global reach as the actors, but his purchase comes with an advantage that Wrexham didn't have, a ready-built 9,300-seat stadium in the heart of Wimbledon. His connections have also allowed him to hire Jason Demetrio, coach of Papua New Guinea's national men's team, the Kumuls, who in turn has lured several PNG players to London to help lift the Broncos out of obscurity.
And so he's got to know these guys, and he's worked in Super League before as a player and as a coach, so he knows what's required, and he's really excited for what they can do.
Of the PNG players signed, virtually all were on the PNG Hunters list last year in the Queensland Cup. If they can succeed in London, promotion to the Super League would make an ideal stepping stone for PNG's new NRL franchise, the Chiefs. It allows Lockyer, meanwhile, to tap into a new audience of viewers in PNG's rugby league mad market, a luxury no owner before him has had access to.
A lot of people in Papua New Guinea want to watch them play, so we're in the process at the moment just trying to ensure that we can get these games streamed and then get them coming back into PNG so that they can watch their journey.
However, success is not guaranteed. The high-profile nature of Lockyer's purchase is likely to put the Broncos in the crosshairs of opposition clubs. And even if they win the premiership, the new Super League grading system dictates that commercial standards must also be met to be granted promotion. But Demetrio insists his players are up to the task.
Couldn't have said yes quick enough. They all jumped at the opportunity to come over to London and to test themselves, and it's very different from where they're from, but as I've said to them before, home will always be there.
History may also be on their side. According to rugby league journalist and historian Patrick Skeen, the UK has long been a place for PNG players to thrive.
the English have a much higher respect for PNG players. There's been 50 PNG players that have played across France and England divisions 1 and 2 since Philip Reldo in 1983 first went over there. Particularly an outpost like Hull have had at times 3 or 4 PNG players there.
Broncos superfan Gavin is also hopeful. After watching fan attendance dwindle to less than 500 people in recent years, he's hopeful Lockyer's gamble will pay off.
There is an enthusiasm. It's, you know, anyone who cared about them is interested again now.
And that's London-based sports writer and London Broncos superfan Gavin Willacy ending that report from Carl Evans.